Sven, straight to the point, no bullshit marketer.
I'm not here to make you feel good. I'm here to show you how you too can build a lifestyle business working from home in your underwear.
Making it very simple.
Yes, find out what they want, package it into a cool offer, and ask money for it.
Extremely sensitive.
Find out their insecurities, make them more insecure, and then sell them the solution. It's kind of like make them cry and take their money, but for the greater good.
Romantic to his backbone.
I'm not telling you to cheat on your wife, but I'm telling you to learn from the people who do, because there are many business lessons that apply.
For a full transcript of this episode and more marketing and conversion tactics,
head over to marketingwithsven.com or log into iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play and type Marketing with Sven in the search box. And don't forget to rate and review the show.
To work with Sven personally and be a part of his prestigious mentoring program, go to svensbootcamp.com.
I'll bust your balls and call your bullshit. But when I'm done with you, you will know how to build a large, profitable email list
and make a full-time living writing just one email a day.
Because who knows? Yes, one tactic we share on the show might double your business and give you the breakthrough that you've been looking for.
Hey, Anders here, Sven's business partner. Like it or not, you will be seeing more of me as I will be recording episodes with Marketing with Sven as well, not only Sven. So here I am. And if you don't like it, that's fine, because if you don't, we will be getting more fans for every hater. So if you're a hater, then skip this episode and buzz off to the next one where Sven will be doing. So this episode will be about bridging the gap, because obviously I'm recording and you are in another room, so we have a gap. Let me just show you something. Just put on my sunglasses. You see, like, the contact with me is getting less strong. You're seeing, like, I can't see his eyes. You're feeling like you're getting less contact with me. So recording with glasses is stupid. So I take them off. I just wanted to demonstrate it for you. I'm out walking my dog. Yeah. He is here, the little one. And you see, now I lost you totally because I removed these glasses, but you get the point that when you're doing marketing, especially podcast and live, you are in another room. So if you're doing a podcast, you're not even, they can't even see you. They just hear your voice, and that can be a problem. And if you do things like wear sunglasses or other dodgy stuff, or having the camera moving around, means that if you're not using your voice correctly, then you just be boring and out. So you really need to bridge that gap. And I also have these nice effects. I'm walking in the sun. It's 80 degrees Fahrenheit, 27 degrees Celsius here, and the picture quality, if you're outdoors, can be ruined too by just sunlight going on the screen. So this is really important. You need to bridge that gap. You need to be yourself but louder. If you're not yourself but louder, yeah, who's gonna notice you? You would be as boring as I think Seinfeld is. Yeah, I know many people like that show, and I don't give a damn. I think Seinfeld is boring. Yes, because it's just, hey, he's so, everybody should like me voice. I hate that. Anyways, so this is about bridging the gap. And as I say, you need to be engaged and have an engaging voice. Otherwise, you pretty much you are standing 500 meters away shouting. It's not very good.
Yo, it's Sven here. If you're enjoying this show and digging the content, then make sure to follow the show on marketingwithsven.com or go to YouTube or iTunes and type in Marketing with Sven in the search box. and subscribe to the show. It really helps. Thanks.
If you have a great personality and you put yourself in front of a camera, you would look like average. If you have an average personality, you would look totally super boring. And if you're a bit dull, oh, then it's really watching ski jumping if you don't like that sport. Yeah, it's really boring. So make sure to show your personality and use your voice a lot, because otherwise you'll be lost. So, anyways, Sven is busy doing other stuff sometimes, and when he is, I'm going to take care of making episodes. And oh, my dog has spotted a bird. Rufus, nah. That's good. Attention diverted. Problem solved. Yeah, he's a hunting dog for. He's a Well Springer Spaniel, so whenever he sees a bird, he goes insane. So I have to keep a bit of an eye on him to make sure that he doesn't do any strange things, even though I have him in a leash. And also, you'll notice that when I'm in contact with a dog, being distracted, then you miss the connection with you, and that's a part of this episode. I'm actually doing wrong things as well as right ones here. So you notice whenever I'm doing wrong. And I'm not editing either of this, so it would be totally... All the shit is with him. Oh, there Rufus, no, Rufus. Oh, here he's meeting another one. So, Rufus, come here. So, yeah, I'm basically out walking my dog, and you see that it can be problematic, huh? But I'm not cutting that, because that is actually makes this more entertaining, because it's things that you never expect. Yeah, and now he's walking perfectly next to me. Really nice. And he can be quite an inspiration, because he's doing things that annoys the crap out of me, but I still love him to death. He's such a fun dog. You're never bored when you have one like him. And that's a bit... That is saying a lot, saying you can get away with a lot. He can run up the stairs in the summer house and lie on the bed. He's not supposed to lie on the bed, but because he did one thing really right, then the wrong doesn't matter. Hello, now I'm back again. Did a quick stop for my dog. He needed some water. And so if you are a blogger, then you need to bridge that gap even more, because then they only have your words. So if you haven't ordered them already, you can order .com secrets and expert secrets from Russell Brunson. In these books you will learn how to be a better storyteller, and also how to be a leader, because when you are podcasting or blogging or doing lives, you are putting yourself as a leader of a tribe. Even though Sven is the leader of his tribe, I would also be a leader, not for the same people, because people who like Sven might not like me, and the other way around, and we don't care. We both have good things to say. He's the expert of marketing and selling. I know marketing, and I'm more of a person who know mindset and how to become better at solving problems with yourself and everything else around you. With that said, this is the end of this episode, and see you all in the next one. Have a good one.
Another episode of Marketing with Sven Makes History.
So if you're digging the show and the content, don't forget to rate and review the show. Just log into iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play, or head over to marketingwithsven.com and subscribe to the show.
If you tried to build an online business in the past and failed, no matter what you've tried, and you are sick and tired of failing,
head over to svensbootcamp.com and I'll take you by the hand and show you how it's done.
You know where to go. Off you go.